and into this one.
Thorold was likewise getting down from the next couch along, swaying on shaky legs. Julia stared, knowing she should be feeling something strong, something like anger or even fury, as she recognised the intelligence that was looking back at her from those two well-remembered faces. She shifted her posture, sitting straighter on her own couch.
"Harry,"
she said, glancing at the Raug.
"And no, this is not a normal occurrence."
"I know. Two of me," said Harry Arkady. "Can the cosmos stand the strain?"
"At least you're showing some initiative," Julia said.
"Time is not on our side, so can you find out how Talavera shut down my access and reverse it?"
"I know exactly what she did,"
Harry Thorold said, bending down to examine her couch's control panel.
"Saw it all on the surveillance feed." "So did I," said Harry Arkady. "But I can see that you've got this one."
"I see what you mean," Julia said. "Twice the wit."
Harry Arkady raised an eyebrow and pointed to Talavera's prone, unconscious form.
"You know, our mysterious masked ally had the right idea. Might be wise to keep the Queen of the Snakes tied up."
Nearby, the Raug Quebecri nodded agreement.
"And that's the lockouts cancelled," said Harry Thorold,
straightening with the VR headset in his hands.
"You'll probably need this to set up the full access again."
It was true. All the channels and networks were once more open to her.
"Right, I'm going to find a way through to Constantin and change the missile targets."
With headset settled about her crown, she activated the menu and I touched through to target and guidance, then immersive interface. For a brief moment, minor distortions rippled through her visual field. Blurring was accompanied by a passing dizziness, and when she looked up, she was standing in a walled courtyard before a two-story brick building. Like the sky, the bricks were a cold, grainy blue. She was facing a heavy door in an otherwise solid, unbroken wall. The only windows were on the upper floor and were small and quartered. A face appeared at one of them, the face of Constantin, who smiled, waved, and moved out of sight. There were several bushes planted along the front, low, with dark bluish-green leaves. Julia tried the door, but it was secure and wouldn't budge. The lock was a lever-tumbler type and seemed to be the only way of opening the door, which was impervious to her blows and kicks. Julia felt a certain irritation, aware that the seconds were ticking by. She then decided to move back a few yards to see if she could get Constantin's attention, but as she did so, her trouser leg brushed against one of the bushes, causing a faint clicking sound. Frowning, she crouched down and saw that several identical steel-blue keys were hanging from the bush. Other bushes, she discovered, sported different key types, and she swiftly amassed a good selection before returning to the door. Through trial and error, she found the right key, and the unlocked door slid rather than swung open, revealing a second door. She then found that she only had about 10 seconds to unlock the second door before the first one slid shut and locked itself. And behind the second door was a third, which demanded more trial and error and reopening of the first two doors, till at last she stepped through to the foot of a staircase.